My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com. Everything, nothing. And then this year, it's been the banning of reporters and just stupid stuff. And I go,
disrespected.
Yeah, I think I've arrived at a point I hate this guy. And that kills me because I was so excited. But I'm excited to watch tonight. And North Dakota State, yeah, they're famous because they're a really good 1AA team. I don't know if this is one of those iterations. But I want to know what side you're on with this. You love them or loathe them?
No, you know what? It's disappointing because I am really starting to loathe them.
Deion, were pumped up like I was.
Deion was one of my favorite players when he played for the Falcons, when he played for the Niners. I detested him when he was a Cowboy, but I still respected him. But and then I thought, okay, looking what he was doing at Jackson State, okay, he's, you know what? He's humbling himself. He's coming up through the ranks. I figured he was going to officially be the Florida State coach in a few years. He went to Colorado. He's going to get the experience. But then it's almost like, I wonder what Deion would be like. I'm sorry, Coach Prime would be like if his son wasn't on the team. Because I do think that a lot of this is just catered for Shador to make sure Shador makes it to the league. Because I got a feeling once he leaves, I don't think he's interested in coaching college anymore. Because he's kind of showing you that now, because he doesn't recruit. He doesn't do anything. So, yeah, I'm disappointed. This is not what I thought it was going to be. And I kind of want to see it crash and burn.
You've already reached spite phase. Okay. 248-539-9797. Look, you get a couple of games tonight. North Carolina's at Minnesota. It's watchable. Colorado, big stage. You take on a really good 1AA team. They're only 9-point favorites. Very watchable. I'm excited to sit down and watch some college ball tonight. And look, Deion is a story. Shador is wildly talented. Travis Hunter's the most likable guy on the team. I have no issues with that kid. But I wanted to know. David, it's one or the other. You agree with that, but what side of it are you on with Coach Prime?
I'm close to you guys' side. I'm leaning going there, but I'm still rooting for him. I'm still rooting for the best for Colorado, for him to win there, bring that program into prominence. I really want to see them do well there in Colorado for, you know, for the kids.
Nah, to hell with the kids. I want to know what you think of Deion. And to hell with the kids. Kids are driving to practice in a Maybach.
I'm rooting for him.
Okay.
I'm rooting for him still.
No, but hold on, here's the thing. Like, you're a dad. He at Jackson State, he was a leader of men. Well,
he came off that way, yeah.
He's acting a fool at Colorado. Mm-hmm. And don't give me this cheap ploy of setting up a bank account for the kids who have kids. I don't want to hear about
it. Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, that's to me, that's just PR. I don't care. But all right, I'm not asking anyone to go one way or the other. I'm interested. Because the one thing you can't say is, well, I don't really think about Deion Sanders. If you like college football, you have an opinion on Deion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope deep down that he's still that guy from Jackson State. That he still wants to raise men up in his program. I'm really believing
How are you
in
raising
him.
Men when you're banning reporters because they said mean things about you? And you're not 100% supporting me. Like, Deion, they don't work for you. And your team is trash. I mean, seriously, like, when your team wins, you say good things about them. Case in point, look at the Detroit Lions. When they were trash, we had no problem saying, team's trash. They started winning. Hey, this is a good team. You change your opinion. Deion's giving you nothing but a lot of hype, just a lot of sizzle. No stake.
I think I know where Kenny is because he's already told me he's bet on the game tonight. I'm not going to sway him, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, as recently as probably the final nail in the coffin for Coach Prime for me was when you start treating reporters that way. You can't treat reporters like that. They're trying to cover your team. They have not. First of all, the one reporter, I forget who it was, maybe CBS.
Local Denver reporter.
Local reporter, right. He starts bad-mouthing the guy, banning him from asking questions.
Yeah, well, you from CBS. Like, dude, I don't work for the national CBS. I live in Denver.
But that's not even the point. Even if he did, people have a right to say mean things about you when you're running a poor program. He's run that program largely like a circus, and he's acted like the biggest clown in the circus. So absolutely, I'm not a fan of his. I bet against him tonight, and I hope he loses. Wow. I did take the points. I'm not a crazy person, but yes.
I was going to say, it's week one. Way too early to be doing spike bets. But let me ask you guys. Maybe you're driving home from work. I just would love to know. I mean, you're going to be sitting around tonight. Tigers just played a day game. What else are you going to watch? I mean, obviously, we all are in a different spot. Yes, I'll watch Minnesota so I can see what the hell this New Hampshire transfer quarterback who was a stud at 1AA looks like. I want to see what barber outfit PJ Fleck is wearing. I want to get an idea of what Minnesota looks like. I know, nerdball. But the rest of America would watch Colorado. It's the flash, the sizzle, it's the program. Mm-hmm. I want to know what side of it you're on. Because I did. I started out very excited about Deion.
Yeah, they're the antithesis of Michigan. They're on all the time. They just don't win.
It's actually quite true, isn't it?
At least Michigan, you hated watching them, but they kept winning and winning and winning. Colorado is just like, okay, it is. It's spite watching. It's you get to laugh and say, okay, and how much you're going to get beat by this? Oh, you're going to play Oregon? Oh, and now you're complaining saying Oregon cheated. Yeah. Oregon didn't need to cheat to beat you.
I think the biggest bummer out of all this is that I think at the beginning we were all in unison rooting for him.
I loved him. Yeah, 100%.
And one by one, he picked each one of us off, and now I don't think anybody but David's rooting for him.
Because, Kenny, I honestly think if his son wasn't there, he would be a different coach. But it is now, everything is about my kid, to get my kid to the NFL. How can I get him to be one of the top five picks, to be the first quarterback taken? It's not about the team. It's about Shador.
248-539-9797. Dave, what did the ticket text have to say on it? And again, forgive me. I know it's not a local thing. It doesn't have to be. It's ESPN. It's 8 o'clock tonight. It's a Thursday night. Hopefully all of us in the metro area, we'll have our power back by this evening. I know they're about 98% due. You're going to be watching something. And it's probably this if it's the world of sports. And you're either really rooting for this guy or you're really rooting for him to have a bad time. David, go ahead.
I think Deion knows football as good as anybody, but his ego is getting in the way, and I just don't get it. Rico hit the nail on the head. Deion isn't a coach anymore. He's an agent for his son. His only concern is for his son. It's not fair to other players on the team.
And here's it, because I have seen this on a lesser extent from whether it's like travel teams, AAU, high school. When your kid is out there, it's hard for you to be coach and parent. And most people go towards being parent. And that's where Deion is right now.
I think the others, and I mean, this is where I kind of lean. In a lot of ways, he represents everything wrong with college football right now. Like, it's all sizzle, no steak. The minute something goes wrong, cry about it. The minute you don't get your way, cry about it. The minute someone critiques your son or the way you coach, ban a reporter. It's just this very weird, and Rico's right. It's almost like a street agent. I'm sorry, but from a schematic standpoint, forgive me if I don't believe Deion Sanders is actually implementing and doing install. Sorry, I don't believe it. You don't fire Sean Lewis because your kid's getting hit too much and bring in Pat Shurmur. It's very difficult for me because I know I love the idea of him. I hate the stodgy establishment of coaches, but man, Deion is just acting a fool.
Yeah. You do wonder how long Colorado is going to continue to support him. So, listen,
if he would just be the guy he was at Jackson State, I'd support him right now. I'm not mad.
See, I think you'll get that guy if he still is coaching.
If Shadur's gone.
Next year. Because maybe. Right now he can't see anything but I want the best for my kid. This is the one kid of mine that's actually going to make it to the NFL.
Shiloh will get drafted.
Where?
In the NFL. He'll get drafted.
To who?
Rico. He'll be seven rounds. He'll be a middle round pick.
The safety.
Yes. Everyone believes he will be drafted. Dude, I'm not trying to be like...
Hamilton?
What?
The Hamilton, what is it, the Wildcats?
You're putting him in the CFL is what you're doing.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. 248-539-9797. We'll get some phone calls, get some ticket texts on it. Just wanted to start with something that's happening tonight. Tigers won the series, lost the game. No big deal. You play Boston tomorrow. See if you can win another series. Kenny's all devastated. Like they're just going to sweep everybody. Kenny, not everybody's a White Sox.
Yes, they are going to. I'm trying not to get hopeful about this team, man. It's really tough.
It's okay to be hopeful, but come on, man. So what? So you lost one game. Do your job. You got Scoobs on the mound this weekend. Breathe, Kenny. Breathe. 97-1. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Thank you, TJ. Not sure if he'll rejoin us next Friday or not. He may still be drunk and drying out from summer, but we'll see. David, some tickets. It's been a big summer for the big man.
I thought you were going to say like from some golf outing.
No, from general life the last 90 days. Big man's been having a big time. David, go ahead, buddy.
He knows football. He just doesn't know teamwork or team foundation. He's been that way since he was a player. He will never change.
See, this is the problem I have, is people automatically assume, well, he's a former player, he knows football. Hold on. Coaching and knowing your role as a Hall of Fame corner are two completely different things. Just because you know scheme and you know how to play the position doesn't mean you understand implementation. It doesn't mean, like, do I believe Deion's on the headset, calling plays, whiteboarding things? Absolutely not, I do not. I just think because you're an ex-player, it doesn't mean you're a great coach. It just doesn't translate. Oftentimes, the guys who are average-ass players end up being great coaches.
Yeah. No, because players who are great expect everybody to be great, and they can't understand what it means to coach somebody up.
It's case in point, Dan Campbell was an average NFL tight end, and I liked him as a Giant. I know he was here for the 0-16. Dan Campbell wasn't some great player. Dan Campbell's a great coach.
Right. But it's why you see, like, especially in basketball, you would see, like, the Larry Birds, the Isaiah Thomases, the Magic. Like, what do you mean you can't do a behind-the-back bounce pass all the way and lay it up off the glass? That's easy. I did that in third grade. Magic, we're all not like you. So, yes, because you understand the grind, you understand what it takes to put in a little extra effort just to be good. So you know how to push people. But when you're Ake, you were Deion. They didn't throw it at your field. Then it's your side of the field because you were so good. I mean, I remember watching the Cowboy Monday night game when he single-handedly scored like three touchdowns, a punt return, and pick six, and I think another, and a kickoff return. Like, just don't throw the ball to Deion. Don't give the ball to Deion. But as a coach, oh.
No, and that's my point. Dead. I don't see what he's doing that's likable right now. But if you do like him, don't be afraid to call. I just don't understand what you like. David, go ahead.
Hey, guys, local CU grad, and I hate what Deion's turned our program into. Want the team to do well, but Deion ain't it. That is Peter from Sterling Heights.
A little local Buffs flavor. All right, let's go to the people, see what they got to say. We'll lead off with Tony today, 97.1. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Tony. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, I have a quick comment and two quick questions. Mm-hmm. My comment is just an observation. It seems like you guys, more so Rico, have a problem with the way Deion's going about coaching just because he's doing it in a not non-traditional way. He's doing it in his way, in the way that was successful for him at Jackson State, in a way where he got a 1-11 program that hadn't been relevant in 30 years, and he decided to do it a certain way. It hasn't been successful yet, but he's in the second year of a 5-year contract. That's my observation.
Hold on, Tony.
Go ahead.
He didn't throw everybody under the bus when he got to Jackson State because his son was getting hit too many times. He didn't turn into a spectacle. I actually liked him and what he did at Jackson State. What he's doing at Colorado is not the same thing, Tony. It is.
If you followed him from the beginning, it kind of is.
No, Tony, he was a humble man when he went out to talk. And I was just like, okay, I think Deion's going to be successful. There is nothing humble about this man in Colorado.
Okay, Rico, if you say so. Okay.
Whoa. Wow. Tony. What part of Deion, I'm sorry, call me Coach Prime, is humble?
Rico, you don't remember when he's at Jackson State?
Tony, I asked you a question. In Colorado, what part of him is humble?
None of them. He's never been humble at any point of his life. But let me get to these two quick questions for you guys, please. One.
No, Tony, I really feel like you're dancing around something. I want you to say what you really want to say.
Not at all. I'm just trying to get it all real quick before you hang up.
Tony, I'll take you to six.
Deion Sanders has been the same Deion Sanders, confident, brash-talking coach as he was as a player. He's been that way. He's even said it in interviews. That's just part of his nature. You either like it or you don't. So far, throughout his life, he's won at it. That was his first, last year was his first losing season, and it actually was better than the previous season. But, okay, getting on to my question, to you two. One, if Michigan State played Colorado right now, who would be favored? And two, what would be a good season playing losses for Colorado to change your mind about them?
I think making a bowl. Well, am I allowed to answer? I know you and Rico were doing your thing.
Yeah,
I
just, go ahead. Yeah,
honestly, Tony, I think if he made a bowl, and I think if we could chill on the banning of reporters, throwing coaches or teammates under a bus because you don't like that your son got hit. I don't know. I don't want to read any more stories about player mistreatment. And I think if you could just go 6-6, yeah, and that's all.
I would say, yeah, make a bowl game. And Tony, going back, which I don't recall him walking into Jackson State saying, I'm bringing my own players and I got Louis luggage. And I don't recall those statements.
Who would be favored between Michigan State and Colorado? I mean, if the game was at Colorado, them. If the game's at Spartan Stadium, us. If the game's on a neutral field, damn near close to a pick. They're two teams that are going to struggle to make a bowl game. They're kind of similar.
I just wanted Tony to say what he really wanted to say.
Well, hit the off-ramp for a second. What the hell did you think he wanted to say that he didn't say?
Well, the fact that, you know, he was surprised that I was not supporting Deion because Deion's a black coach, so I'm supposed to support all black coaches, is what Tony really was dancing around.
Gotcha.
That's why he left you out of it, because
that's cool.
You're the devil. You're supposed to root against black coaches.
Wait a second. Why do I feel like I just got hit with a dodgeball? What the hell, man?
So, no, that's why I was like, just say it. Go ahead. Get it out. But, no, when he got to Jackson State,
A year ago, before all the nonsense started, I was like, you know, if Norvell doesn't get it right at FSU, get me Coach Prime at Florida State.
That's where I thought he was going. I'm like, okay.
I don't have to like what he does. Like, I hate plenty of coaches, white and black. Ah, that's okay. I didn't realize that's what you. All righty. 248-539.
Whenever they exclude you from the conversation, that's how I. David, I'll ask you.
I do think he was leaning in that direction. Yes.
Yeah, I felt like Dan Campbell. Say it.
Say it. Oh, what he did to Cookie.
Yeah.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff out in Lake Orion. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
Excellent. Hey. What do you got?
So here's the deal. I'm 50 years old. Deion, in my opinion, is by far the best quarterback or defensive back to ever step on the field. And he was a big Lions fan. We had nothing to root for. So anyways, him shutting down reporters, banning reporters, his immature, rude, childish behavior, it's all because of his son. Now, I have five kids, so I get that, you know, you want to be Papa Bear and protect your kid and all that. But his son's not that good. He'll be a practice squad quarterback in the NFL at best. And this is the same concept as Bronny James.
Hold on. Just one second. You can't say he'll be a practice squatter when he's projected to be a top 10 pick. I want to be fair about it. If you think he'll flame out in the league, that's fine.
Mike, the reason why he's projected to be who he is because his last name is Sanders.
All right, I disagree with that, but that's fine. You can get to the rest of the point. NFL people are not going to put a bullet in their career just because it's Deion's kid, but that's fine.
That's a difference of opinion. We'll go with that. That's
no fine. Problem.
But this is the same concept, and not to bring Bronny James into this, he doesn't belong in the NBA. And the only reason why he's in the NBA is because his last name is James. The hypocrisy of it all.
I think Shador's a little better than Bronny James.
Look, Jeff, here's the one thing I'll say. The Bronny thing, there's no disagreement. You're right. He's short. He's not a particularly good shooter. He only averaged 3 points a game. Shador Sanders took over a team who had the worst offensive line I've ever seen in modern Division I history. I mean that, no hyperbole. It was an offensive line that if I designed one to fail, it wouldn't be as bad as that. And he did. That kid is tough as nails. Mm-hmm. He throws an incredible deep ball. He has ability. Now, I don't think he's earned the right to pull a Manning and say, well, I'm only going to play for three teams. But to say, well, he's a practice squatter, I think that's equally disingenuous. I think you're making a false equivalency there. I have to stick up for Shadur and Dion in that regard. Me. You don't have to agree. I'm just telling you. Like, NFL people aren't going to go, oh, boy, I'm going to take him number three overall because it's Dion's kid. You worked 30 years of your life to throw it away? No, he's projected there because, frankly, A, I don't think it's a good quarterback class. You know who else is overrated in this class? Quinn Ewers. But he's there because he really has a lot of talent. The problem is he never should have gone and played for his father. That's the problem. Shadur should have gone to a different program to be held to a different accountability, to play in a real infrastructure. I just don't think it was in his best interest to go play for his dad. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And the only thing I don't like is it's almost like he was instructed, take the sack, don't throw incomplete passes, don't throw interceptions, keep your numbers high. And they're artificially there. Whereas, you know, he, instead of just, all right, go make a play, do something. No, I'll just take this 15-yard sack.
Like, I want it to work for Dion, whether I like the way he's acting or not, whether I like the things I read about his program or not. I want it to work because he is different. I get bored of standardized college coaches. But I don't think different has to mean wacky. I don't think different has to.
You don't want to become a caricature of yourself. Because I felt like in the end, Harbaugh wasn't the same guy. Like, he became this image. And he wasn't what he was when he first got there. And it was just like, because he believed and he heard so much stuff. And now, like you say, Coach Prime with the hat and the glasses indoors, it's like, Dion, what happened, man? I remember when you was just Dion. Like, what happened?
I loved, there were so many speeches he gave at Jackson State. I mean, there was one famous one where he's just, someone's phone went off and he went crazy. It was like ultimate accountability, respect. I look, he can turn this thing around. It's more the off-the-field stuff that's starting to irk me. I never expected him to go to Colorado and have a great year last year.
The biggest thing.
At all.
The one that got me initially was like, whoa, did that just, when he walked in and basically told everybody, you can leave. You can leave. I got my own luggage in this Louis, so you guys could all hit the bricks and go. Like, you could have did that behind closed doors. You didn't need cameras there to show you embarrassing these young men who were here before you. If you don't think that they're any good, then just say, I don't think you're going to work out with this team. But when I saw that, I was like, whoa, that's not the same coach that left Jackson State.
248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls about it. If you're just tuning in, it's simple. Love him or hate him. It's Deion Sanders. It's year two of Colorado. 8 o'clock on ESPN. I'm watching. You're watching. Just trying to see where you're at with it. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Feels good to be talking about some actual football, some games. Tonight, 8 o'clock ESPN. Colorado takes the field. It is must-see TV. Good or bad, Dion makes it that way. And I'm kind of wondering where people are at as we start year two with Dion. Because I do think either love him or hate him. Right now, I'm in love with the idea of him. I don't like the actuality. But we're trying to see where people are at with it. David, some ticket texts. We'll get to the people.
Love primetime as a kid. Can't stand Coach Prime, though. Perfect example of why dads shouldn't and can't coach their own kids.
David, it is on a collegiate level. I don't know if I've ever seen it on a pro level, but normally high school, AAU, travel teams, you have a choice. You could either be dad or you could be coach, and most coaches turn into dad, and it's all about my kid and making sure my kid is the star of the team.
Yeah, this next text from Nate from Clawson is addressing that one caller. Jerry Rice's kid went like seventh round. LOL, NFL execs don't do what the weird people think they do.
Right, like Barry Sanders' kid who went to Stanford. I don't know if he got drafted in Bolivia. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't. Listen, Shadur is there because Shadur has real ability. Big frame, big arm, great deep ball accuracy. And if you watched last year, you got to be tough as nails to play behind that O-line.
He's got athleticism. But as you said, I don't know if you're good enough to say, I'm only playing for this team. But I do think that if he's put in the right situation, yeah. I mean, to me, it has Dallas Cowboy written all over him. He would fit in so perfectly with Dallas.
Well, speaking of, someone does send that text in that says, I hope Dion does well. So Jerry opens up the checkbook and brings him to Dallas to sink the Cowboys franchise. So he doesn't want them to succeed.
If Shadur goes there, Dion will become a coach, whatever team he goes to. I don't think he stays at Colorado.
Let's go to the people. Let's see what Brandon's got to say, 97.1. Brandon, how you doing, buddy?
How y'all doing?
Good, Brandon. What's up?
As the father of a young teenage boy that's playing football, I was off Deion Sanders the moment he walked into Colorado and dismissed all those kids like that. Because imagine if your son was a scholar athlete, went to class, went to practice, and gave his all, and a guy tells you, you're not even worth a shot on my team, and then just dismiss those kids like that. That was not carrying yourself as a leader of men. That was not carrying yourself, as he self-proclaimed, as a man of God. You didn't even give those kids a chance. On top of the fact, this circus that you're making, and now you're adding Ed Reed and Warren Sapp, and I hope it works out for him, but you're playing daddy ball. Like Rico said, that's what we call it in the Power League. It's called daddy ball. You're focusing everything around your kid. You're not even putting the program or the other children on the team in a position to win because you're so focused on what you want to get done for your child.
Brandon, I'm with you because here's the thing. He could have given that speech at Colorado to the players. You didn't have to record it. You didn't have to put it out there for me to see that. That's some stuff that should have been said behind closed doors. And normally, just in a one-on-one in my office, son, I don't think you fit the type of ball I want to play here, so I'm going to help you go to another school is the correct way to do that.
Right. And then the arrogance of not even recruiting. Come on, man. Nick Saban was still hitting the recruiting trail before he retired. Who are you to say we don't have to recruit you either coming or not?
Brandon, I'm with you. I'm going to be interested to see what year two is, right? All the offseason, that ends. You get judged on what happens on the field and then what comes out of it. What I'd like to do, Brandon, I'd like to stop reading reports about players getting mistreated, disrespected. I don't want to read any more salacious pieces about how the locker room is like Grand Theft Auto. And once again, grain of salt on that. I don't want to. You can't totally believe everything.
Even if you go back to before Deion was coaching and his oldest son, Deion Jr., was in college, and he made a tweet talking about, oh, I go to the hood to get the donuts, I get the donuts. And Deion, you would think he did what a father would do. Hey, man, you're not from the hood. You're a trust fund kid. Shadar and them should be humble. You're going to be rich regardless. Your life was already set. We don't need to see you waving the rollie and doing all. Yeah, you're a kid. Have fun. But if I'm there with my child, humble yourself.
That's the stuff that drives me crazy. And Brandon, look, obviously, like, I don't come from that background, right? It was never an option to flaunt a rollie, okay? Unless it was a Rolio, the cheap candy. I okay? We didn't have rollies. We had Rolos. But, like, I'm with you, Brandon. Even if I had money, my parents never would have allowed that. When Shadur's out there and they got the celebration with the watch, or you're pulling up in a Rolls Royce, that's where it's like, what message are we sending to the 100 kids involved with this program? Yeah.
Showing up to camera with a class. This is the first time I've ever been to class. Is this what it's like?
Yes. That's the little stuff that irks me. Again, if it doesn't bother other people, totally fine with it. Yeah. I think the college football world will be more interesting with Deion in it. I just think that some of it, that it needs to tighten up a little bit. Because it feels like it's very, very loose.
It feels like he graduated from Deion Sanders to Coach Prime once he got to Colorado. And especially after he won those first couple of games and Fox and everybody was all over him. And then the bottom fell out.
Oh, don't get me started.
Coach Prime.
I truly believe if I could duct tape Joel Klatt and Gus Johnson together, they would form the actual Antichrist.
I just think you would duct tape on a very annoying person.
Let's go to the people. Let's go to Anthony, who's next. 97.1. Anthony, how you doing? Welcome.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good, Anthony. What's up?
Hey, first of all, Rico threw you under the bus with that first caller. That is not what that caller was trying to say. Rico, you totally missed him at Jackson State. He was the same way, if not worse, with reporters. He made them call him Coach Prime. Man, it was one game at homecoming, he left the scooter for Alabama A&M on the homecoming field. He's been the same way, Rico, the exact same way, and he's doing the same formula. You just wasn't paying attention. You should have hit the HBCU homecomings.
I hit HBCU homecomings before, Anthony. Two, I have followed them. And, yeah, I remember a lot of the stories. Like, I remember their locker room got raided and everything got stolen out of there. But when he interacted like a coach. He didn't interact like a character. And when he got there, he didn't kick a bunch of people off the team saying, I don't need you.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. And then ask about
funny. Okay, but Anthony, funny, I didn't see this all over the media. Yeah. He may have done it.
It was at an HBCU, so it wasn't as big and popular. But
his social media is the same no matter where he's at.
All right,
if he's in Tibet.
Guys, hold on. Time out both ways. Because I want to center this on something. And Anthony, I'll let you get back with Rico momentarily. I just, for the record, are you all in or all out on Prime?
Oh, I've been all in.
All
on
in.
Prime since
okay.
I was a kid. He ain't disappointed me. I mean, I get why he rubbed people the wrong way, but at the same time, he's been successful
I'm with you, Anthony. Do you at least agree on this front? I don't hold last year against him win-loss record. He was taking over the Titanic. But, like, this year, like, we start tonight. I'm watching tonight. It has to look better on and off the field for him. Because with respect, okay, to you and Rico and the conversation centering on an HBCU, you're not at an HBCU. You're in the Big 12. It has to look different. It has to feel different. It has to be more professional.
Oh, yeah. You got to win, but like I said, Deion, they told Deion he couldn't get the number one recruit in the nation. Lo and behold, here comes Travis Hunter. Everybody always doubted him, and then lo and behold, it just turned around, and we didn't think he was going to win at Jackson State when he got there. Then lo and behold, guess what? It turned around, and he started winning. I ain't saying it's going to happen, but he been doing the same thing, Rico. He's been doing the same thing. The formula did not change.
No, Anthony, I thought he was going to take Jackson State and parlay that into Florida State. I did. I thought he just needed some head coaching experience, and once he would be successful, because, yes, I did think he was going to be successful at Jackson State, and contrary to popular belief, I did watch games, and I did follow him. So, yeah.
You're under attack over there today. 248-539-9797.
I guess I got to pull out a certain card today.
Now, is this something you got to explain to me in the break again? Yep. Are we going to do this? No, come on now. It's sunny. It's 80. Everyone's got power again. I just want to watch a football game tonight. Why is this turning into warfare?
I don't know, because I...
Well, I blame you. 248. I'm going to do what every caller's doing. You're a problem.
Okay.
Go ahead, David. What are you going to say?
I was going to say there's been some colorful ticket text.
That's well, no. And this show doesn't run from that. Leave the other two to do that. Read them.
Okay. Remember which? Okay.
Well, you can't say the F word.
No. I was just going to save it for the break. But here we go. Per usual, Rico is chucking and jiving.
Uh-oh.
Why does Dion need to humble himself? And why did you bring up race, Rico, when the caller didn't?
All right. So, no, this is good.
No.
Stop. I want you to respond when we have time. Okay. You're good.
Then I'll read one for you when we come back.
No, read me one so I have time to think about.
Why does Mike not like black coaches?
There we go. Well, you know what? I had a bad experience with the last one. He had his pants around his ankles and cost himself $82 million. Okay?
Oh, wait. Why do you get to respond but I can't?
Mine was quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wonder why. Told me. No. Respond later.
248-539-9797. David, I'll do this in 55.
All right, David, what else we got?
You don't even welcome the audience back. Go ahead.
Actually, it's pretty good now. We have some real good ones. Props to you, they say. That's why I listen to you guys fair and square. Another person says, I'm so happy David read that text. I'm laughing. Matt from Redford. Another person says, great advice from Professor R.L. Beard. Dion needs to be better. So that was the worst one that I read. Yeah.
Right. I mean, but the whole, I'm sorry. What was lost was the fact that I said I love Dion as a player. I liked him at what he was doing to Jackson State. I thought he was going to be the next Florida State head coach. The second he got to Colorado, I did not like when he embarrassed those kids and sent them away and said, I brought my own luggage and it's Louie, and basically you guys can hit the bricks. That's not a coach. That's not a leader of men. And as the one guy said, that's not even a man of God. You don't embarrass somebody like that. Plain and simple. So for me to say, I'm shucking and jiving, I don't shuck and jive for nobody, my brother. So sorry. You could take that somewhere else. I have my own opinions. I have my own thoughts. If they don't agree with me, yours, well, that's a you problem, not a me problem.
Mike is not letting Rico do his quote-unquote black job. Too funny.
What? I'm catching straight. What the hell did I do?
Well, you got to respond last.
Stop. And here's a text to that. Rico, Mike can respond now and sit in the front of the bus. That is from Steve. This is getting crazy.
This is perfect. Tremendous. Never change. All right. To the people, are we all set?
We good.
All right. We go to caller DJ 97.1. Deej, how you doing, buddy?
What up, though, fellas? Y'all all right?
Yeah.
What's happening, DJ?
First of all, Mike, you got to talk about something you said yesterday. We'll get to that before y'all push that button on me.
Oh, relax.
Secondly, you know what y'all just put me in the mind of? Basically, Mike, you just did a lesser version of Skip and Shannon to Rico, man. I'm just saying, that's what that appeared like, bro. No, it ain't your turn. You can go next. That's what it seems like. You know
what are we doing?
You know you're my dog, Mike, but that's what that came off like. Like, no, you wait, and then you went and had your turn.
I was trying to give him ample time. Unbelievable, DJ. Unbelievable.
My dog. I'm just
you
telling you.
Saw it came off as you saw it too, DJ? Okay.
Hey, but check this out, though, dog. In all honesty, I've called you all before, and I've mentioned this, man. It's something that as I get older, I pay attention to. And it's a thing that people do, and they don't know they do it. First of all, Prime, Barry Sanders, Magic Johnson, Barkley, Bo Jackson are my favorite athletes of all time. He's my guy. But as I'm getting older, Coach Prime has this thing that a lot of people have and don't know they have. It's called the me virus. He has it and don't know he has it. Like, everything is always about him. And I don't care if it's a relationship. I don't care if it's marriage, friendships, whatever. The moment the me virus kicks in and everything is about you, it goes left. Give you guys a real quick example. A couple years ago in AAU, Bronny is out there having a game. LeBron James decides going out there and getting layup line and put on the dunk contest. Was he doing that for him? Was it about who, fellas? It was about him. It's the me virus. Bron says, you know what, Lakers? Either drive my son or I ain't playing. Prime gets in Colorado and says, yeah, we only got my son only going to three teams. It was Prime that said that. It wasn't his son, because it's all about him. And that's what you're hearing, guys. You're hearing the me. Michael Jordan went to Last Dance. Why did Pippen and them get mad? Because Michael Jordan made that documentary about who? About himself. See, that's what people don't like about Prime. Man. I wish him the best, but he got to let the me virus go and stop making everything about him.
He's got to be more of a leader. Okay. He's got to be more of a leader.
Mm-hmm.
DJ?
There you have it.
Oh, now, hold on. No, you said you had a secondary issue. Now, I want to make sure we get to this. Now, what is the grievance you want to file?
No, like when I tell you, man, I'm flabbergasted, appalled by you, dog. This is my me. How in God's green earth don't you like or respect Prince, man?
Oh,
the
Jesus.
Purple one? Are you kidding me, dude? That's like I don't know nothing about country music, but I do know that Kenny Rogers is a good country artist, and I respect him. I just ain't never listened to no doggone country. Like, the artist, he played every instrument on the song. He produced the song. He got platinum hits for other people that he did it. And you saying this guy's trash?
I hate
That's
him.
That's unbelievable.
I know. DJ, considered a personality flaw. I hate him. I think Prince is atrocious. I can't stand it. I don't like a single song he ever made. And plus, DJ, you know how this rolls. You know part of it is the man to my left. Oh, my God. If Rico could trade his life to bring Little Prince back to life, he'd do it. I have to do stuff like that. Rico loves Prince. He don't like Prince. He loves Prince.
No, understand something. I love Prince. Like, I've had debates with friends for years. They ask me Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, or Prince. I'm telling them it ain't even close. Prince plays every instrument on the song. He writes the song. He does the producing on the song. He's better. Like, that man is incredible, Mike.
Okay,
even if you don't like him, just tell me you respect him. Tell me you respect him.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't. I can't help you.
DJ, he ain't going to lie.
I mean, I can respect the ability. I don't think he's any good. Hey, look, it's okay. It's music. It's subjective. Listen, that's like demanding that someone likes Mexican food. You don't have to.
Who doesn't like tacos? All jokes aside,
it goes to what I said, the me. I'm a huge fan, so I can't expect you to be. I just was looking at it like, okay, you don't like him, cool. Can you at least respect it?
I tell you, Rico's favorite damn song might be his worst. That damn Purple Rain is awesome. It's awful.
No, that's not my favorite song, first of all. They play it in Washington when they win.
Well, it's terrible.
Little Red Corvette.
Oh, excuse me. Much better. Here you go. Here's my thoughts on that. Goodbye.
See.
What?
See.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Listen, well, what do you want?
Nothing.
Kenny's whole family plays a banjo. He doesn't like that style of music. What is he, excommunicated?
He does.
Are you just tired of catching strays? So you looked at me and you're like, Kenny hasn't caught one yet today. Here you go.
Kenny, it's like a movie where they hold up like a silver platter and the bullet deflects right back at him. Ping! Right back your way. Wow. I've had enough. 248-539.
I was tired of catching strays. I needed you to catch a few.
That's fine. I'm all good with it. I still was really surprised by you catching a few.
I wasn't.
Okay. We will continue along. We're going to continue with this Coach
Tigers?
Prime.
Oh.
No. They're fine. Look, you're not going to win every game. All right? They took the series against the Angels. Roll it into Boston. Just keep... All the Tigers have to do is win today. That's it. You haven't earned the right to worry about the rest. Just win today.
That means they may be in a playoff hunt.
Just win today. And what are we going to do tomorrow? We're going to win today. That's it. And in a couple of weeks, if they're still this close, We can get to the rest.
I'm laughing of why you don't like black coaches because of what the last one did to you.
Well, technically at Michigan State, I'm 0 for 2. Who are you?
Bobby Williams and Mel Tucker's my reference point.
Well, Bobby's a rich man.
Please. Just turn this board off, David. Can we please? This is awful. All right. Now, listen, I don't know how we started out with Coach Prime and we end up with Prince, but here we are. So we will get to Brad Holmes' comments, but tonight, 8 o'clock, ESPN, Colorado takes the field. And it is a love or hate thing. Like, Deion Sanders elicits response. We need people like Deion in sports because they make things interesting. The question is just, look, Rico and I both were really excited about him at the start. I think we're both disgusted by him now. And the question is, where do you fall on it? I mean, do you love him or do you hate him? And out of Prince thing, I don't know how we ended up there.
But that was DJ because he took umbrage to what you said yesterday.
Listen, I can't help it. I don't like Prince. What do you want me to tell you?
David, and you know what? Here's the thing, Mike. You don't have to.
No.
And I've given up the fact that you don't. Now, you go out of your way to mock him in front of me. But
the songs are just bad. I don't know how else to say.
They're not bad, Mike. See, you could just leave it at, I don't care for him. But then you always take it one more step.
I know. That's part of what we do in radio. Before we go to the callers, also tonight, you have North Carolina, Minnesota. You got a couple of the Big Ten teams in action. But it begins tonight now. Now, tomorrow, our show tomorrow is going to be the college football kickoff luncheon, and it will be a live taping of The Bachelor starring Rico. Rico has a rose, and it just depends. Is Spartan Stadium going to get his rose? Tomorrow we find out whether Rico still loves this sport. For many months, he has said, Mike, I'm going to know opening night as to whether I still love it or I call you and go, man, I'm right behind you. Very exciting show tomorrow. All college football, tons of fun features. Yes, the picks. Yes, the prop bets. Tons of production. College football kickoff. Going to be very exciting. And Rico has but one rose.
Do I give the rose out tomorrow or Tuesday when we get back?
No. Why?
No, because then I would have had the experience.
Yeah, I know, but for the sake of radio, we need to figure out whether we need to place odds
on
who's getting that rose.
Gotcha.
All right, David, a few ticket texts. We'll go to the callers in a second.
Excuse me, but Kenny Cott does not play a banjo. He plays the drums on overturned trash cans. I don't hate Mike because he's a Sparty. I hate him because he doesn't like Prince. Game blouses. I think Prince
Dave
is...
Dave Chappelle.
Yes, yes. I think Prince is better than Dean Martin.
He is. My dad likes Dean Martin more than me. I mean, Jesus.
Prince is trash. Y'all might as well go ahead and replace Mike with AI. Shaking my head right now.
Please. I mean, listen, what do you want from me? I didn't like the song he did with Batman. I don't like Purple Rain.
Awesome.
Right. What the hell's the other one he does? That raspberry trombone song.
Raspberry Beret, which awful, I just played.
Awful. Raspberry Beret.
Then he turned himself into a symbol, which is the most self-absorbed, malignant, narcissistic behavior you can
no,
have.
No, actually, so he can get out of a contract.
I don't care.
No.
He looked like horn.
No. When I tell you the story of this, you will actually, trust me, you will respect Prince a whole lot more because I know you. He got out of a bad deal by doing that. That was a middle finger to the company saying, oh, you want to screw me over? Watch this.
So wait, if we turn ourselves into symbols, can we just eject out of here? Is that how this works?
I told you.
Let's roll, Kenny. You're a tortoise.
No.
Rico's a French horn. I'm a question mark.
I told you.
We're out.
You, when I tell you the whole, you're going to be like, okay, you know what?
I like
this guy.
Breaking news from the 97.1 The Ticket compound. I now respect Prince.
Yeah, David.
I'll hear more about it in the break.
As this man has been for the last few days, oh, he will love Prince. It was the ultimate middle finger.
I can't help it. People at this company don't behave and catch a chair. That's not on me.
Let me read this. Thank you, DJ, for calling ? Out on disrespecting Prince. Just a quick edit there, real quick.
I like that. All right, let's get to the people. We'll see where everybody's at with it. It's 8 o'clock. It's ESPN. It is college football. And, yeah, I mean, what else are you watching tonight? Tigers played.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing else on. You're watching Coach Prime. Let's go to Jay, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good. What's the good word?
Good. So I'm all out on Deion Sanders for right now. That doesn't mean that I can't hop back on the train later on. But reason being is because it seemed like all he's done since he got to Colorado was talk. I mean, you've seen the flashiness. You've seen the whole superstar character just coming to Colorado, and he hasn't won anything. Now, I understand he took over a bad situation, but that's why you humble yourself. You come in with the kids that you have and build off of what you have, and it seemed like he just came in and dismantled everything and blamed everybody around him. Now, when it comes to banning the media from asking them questions and everything, you can't play that because that's only going to make the media hate you even more. They're going to pick at you even more, knowing that if you aren't winning for the school that they're covering and you aren't doing anything, they're going to get you. You know, they're going to ask you a bunch of questions. They're going to pick at you. It's kind of like Jim Harbaugh, right? Jim Harbaugh brought out Ric Flair. He brought out the Migos to Ann Arbor. Had all of these superstars out there. Then you get whacked by Ohio State at the end of the season. You know, everybody had a problem with Jim Harbaugh and what he done until he went out there and beat Ohio State, until he made the playoffs. And with Coach Prime, you are not Prime anymore. You're Deion Sanders. You should be Coach Sanders. You know, Prime hasn't played in almost 20 years. So you have to go out here and actually separate yourself as a from a player to being a head coach. You're a head coach of a D1 school. They expect you to go out there and win. You can bring whoever you want on campus. It can be your son, your grandson, your grandmother. They don't care. They just want you to win. That's the problem that I have with Deion Sanders.
Yeah, and Mike, and also, yes.
I was going to say, also, you out of pocket for not liking Prince. You can't name one Prince song you don't like.
Listen, I don't. Every time, here's part of the problem. Jay, A, the guy to my left loves him. I've dealt with this for 15 years with Rico. Second of all, I swear to God, and Jay, it's one of the weird parts of this office. There's like 7 radio stations in the building, right? Every third day, it's like they got Prince radio on in the bathroom. All I want to do is go to the bathroom in peace, and I got to listen to this guy and his raspberry milkshake or whatever the hell he's singing about.
Raspberry beret.
That doesn't even make sense.
If I had to learn about the marshmallow world, you will learn
that raspberry beret song. I don't know what it is. Every third day you go in there, Prince again. I can't. I don't like
he's
it.
An icon.
Fine.
You don't have Mike. It's okay. That you don't have to like him. You don't. I'm not angry.
It is the part of radio that has always amazed me, is you can talk and do amazing things and people will latch on to like, wait, what did you said about this? And I'm like, it was an inane one-liner from yesterday's show, mind you.
Like, you put ketchup on your hot dog and go.
Remember when What's Your Favorite Soup was something people were calling in about? People would be like, French onion.
Right, that was Doug and Scott.
And then you make the joke.
And then they're like, lobster bisque. And you're like, I hate you.
Oh, lemon rice, all right.
248-539-9797. We are going to get to, I'll tell you what, David, can I take one more call? I know we were joking around. Let me get Cole in the mix, 97.1. Cole, how you doing, buddy?
Good, you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I was skeptical of Deion's success at the FBS level pretty soon because his margin of error was so much wider at the FCS level. He was getting guys from the SEC and three, four star recruits to play at that level. It was kind of like, I don't know, it seemed like he was kind of walking all over the competition down there. It's like once he got up to the bigger league, it's like recruiting is so important. And I thought that was, like, probably the biggest strength he has, right? His personality is going to get all the good players to come and rebuild Colorado. But he's not doing it. And again, like, the margin of error just is so much tighter now that he's at the Big 12. I mean, like,
it is. I think what bothers me, Cole, is, look, and if I'm wrong for this, along with my take on Prince's music, then that's fine. But, Cole... Like, in today's college football world, if you are a head coach and you are not deeply invested in every phase of your program, and you're making big money, that's malfeasance. The idea that Deion has not gotten on a flight and taken one recruiting trip while bringing in all of these transfers, and none of them are any good. Barely any of them are any good. Cole,
hey, he rebuilt from last year.
Right.
He rebuilt from before. So, like,
I lose respect for you as a coach.
Yeah. His first year at Jackson State, he had James Houston from Florida. Like, you have dudes like that playing at the HBCU scene. I mean,
he might get it rolling. I think the thing that Rico has been on from the start, and he's been right about it, Cole, this feels like he's just here because his kid is here. And then when Shadur almost assuredly is a first-round pick next year, are you going to be as committed? Now, he has gone on record as saying this is just the beginning. But it doesn't feel like that because he's not building anything.
That's what it feels like. As the one caller said, it's daddy ball. You're just trying to make sure that your kid is the best kid at all times. It's like David only pitching his son in summer league and making sure his son bats either first or fourth in every game, whether he's good or not.
Don't look at me.
That did not happen, by the way. I wasn't coaching and I couldn't do that.
How about David at Spartan Stadium tomorrow night?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought we were done letting scumbags in when Connor Stallions appeared.
No.
What is it with this?
I'm back on the opener, another scumbag.
David, if I see you in Google glasses, we are done professionally.
And for the record, if David ends up on TV, I had nothing to do with it. Just saying.
If it's David eating a sad pizza. Well, hold on. Which kid is it? Is this the good son or the good mistake?
Kid. It's the good kid. The good kid's going to be there.
Well, then I hope you have a great time, David. If you were bringing that traitor, if you were bringing that low-rent other kid of yours who likes that school down the road, that'd be a real problem.
Well, he might be on the sidelines.
What? You helped him bring a Wolverine into the stadium? What, do you work for CMU's coaching staff?
Nah, we got something for that kid.
Rico's locking him in a porta potty.
Don't do it. Don't do it. David, turn it off.
Why is this happening? This is so bad.
The greatest song he ever made.
Can we please? By the way, Rico has shared. He has shared a can't lose prop bet for tomorrow night. I'm not allowed to deliver it, though. We're going to wait.
Oh, yes.
And this is a good one. It's almost plus 300, people. He's got an inside track. He's already made a call to the coaching staff. Very exciting. We will talk about it tomorrow, though.
And it may or may not be.
On the lounge.
On Cash Your Ticket.
That's right. We have a prop bet episode.
Oh, is that
single.
What it's going to be called, the lounge?
I don't know. Cookies was insistent on, like, wow, I want it to sound different and look different. I go, then great, be different. Do some work for once. 248-539-9797. I ain't the guy this week.
Which is why, trust me, because of how this week has gone for you, you're going to have a brand new appreciation for Prince.
He is question mark. That's who he is. Question yes. mark.
David, he really is.
At what point does Rico start wearing a cravat like Prince? Then we really got something going. Guy's like 3 foot tall, Austin Powers, and I'm supposed to love him. I can't. It's ridiculous. David, some ticket texts. We go to the callers.
Deion and his son's confidence makes people uncomfortable. That's their fault, not Prime's issue. That is from Mac.
Now, Mac, I would say you're allowed to be confident and whatever you want to call it, but when you're not winning, you look ridiculous. When you're winning, you can be Bill Belichick with the sleeves cut off your sweatshirt. Looks dumb, but he wins Super Bowl, so what are you going to say?
There's so much truth to great players being bad coaches. I mean, D'Amico Ryans appears to be a good coach, but the list is very short.
It is.
Very short.
It's hard, man. Mike Singletary is one of the greatest linebackers in the history of the game. He was a complete train wreck as a coach. Only one example. It's hard to do. My whole point is,
win with him.
Can do it. Look, Deion can carve his own path. Very successful at Jackson State. Impressive. I think if he would just do some things differently, I do believe he can get it going at Colorado. But right here and right now, I have not been impressed off the field. The on the field, it'll take care of itself. Last year, just that was just set a baseline. But if you look at how he's attempting to build this program, I am eager to see what tonight looks like. Now, look, starting a true freshman left tackle tonight, I don't care if you're a 10-star. That is a recipe for failure. It is really hard to play offensive line.
Unless your last name is Pace.
Yeah, you have to be generational. Right. So, again, it's like these are the coaching decisions, and you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah, because that was the last true guy that just from day one at Ohio State, you're our guy.
Let's go to Keith, 97.1. Keith, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Hey, good. Keith. What's going on?
Great, man. Hey, just quick. So, with Deion Sanders, I thought that the expectation for him last year was to only win 4 games. So I'm not really for sure why you guys are so, like, picking him apart and hard on him about him supposed to have winning the national championship with a team that was 1-11 prior to him getting there. The second issue I have is we could take it back a little bit to a caller that called in earlier, and Rico had brought up, he was saying, hey, just say it. But the thing is that the guy didn't say it. So the real question is, Rico, why did you bring that up about, you know, the race factor if it's not an issue to you? Because the caller didn't even say anything about it.
Keith,
and thirdly,
Keith, let me address that, and then you could address your third thing.
Okay.
Deal?
Sure. Okay. Go ahead.
The reason why is because I'm not stupid.
Don't. But he didn't say that, Rico.
Keith, I thought we had a deal.
Okay.
He's being very condescending. I could hear it in the call. And then I'm looking at David, and David's like, no, he is being condescending. So at that point, don't be passive-aggressive. Be aggressive-aggressive and just say what you want to say, and we can have the conversation. But don't dance around something. See, I like the fact, Keith, that you just asked me the question, and we can have this conversation, and then we can move on. He wouldn't do that. That's respect right there, and I got respect for you. I got respect for the other caller, too, but I like how you just asked me, and now we move on. Third thing, go ahead.
Okay, cool. Third thing is why does he have to humble himself, right? I mean, when you think about in the past, we'll just bring up Lou Holtz, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. When Lou Holtz went to Minnesota the first year, he was trash, right? Because he was taking over a bad team. But I'm not saying Deion Sanders is Lou Holtz. I'm just saying that why is it that Deion Sanders has to be put under this microscope? And I know Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, whatever, I get it, you know, as far as his attitude and, you know, who he is and his demeanor, but he's always been that way. Like that caller was saying, he's always been that way. So it's like, why is it that, you know, he's getting this? To me, it seemed like he's getting trashed personally. Like even the concept of him playing daddy ball, right? Like today I was watching a video where he gave all of the guys all of the players that were expecting kids, you know, or have kids, he gave them all $2,000 to put into a 529. So, I mean, the personal attacks on him, I don't really understand. I mean, he's a coach. Yes, he's coaching his son, but his son is actually pretty good. I mean, watching him last year, his son was playing pretty good. So, like I said before, I don't really understand where it's coming from, but I'm trying to understand.
All right, can I participate?
Yeah.
Or am I banned from this? All right, so
do you like Prince yet?
No. I want to, Keith, I want to explain a couple things because here's what I'm confused about. You've been on hold for a bit, and I don't expect you to hang on every word, but I get incredibly frustrated when you call up and lie on what we've been saying. Who's holding him? I just got done saying 30 seconds before we went to your call, I don't hold 4-8 against him. He took over the Titanic. And you call up with, why are you guys saying he should have won the national? Come on, man. We don't have to make things up. Second of all, I brought the bank account thing up. It was after a disastrous offseason of PR that move then comes out the week of the opener. I'm allowed to be a little bit cynical about that. Look, the humbling is simple. Nobody likes a coach who walks in, hasn't done anything at this level, and acts like they're God's gift to the game. White, black, or otherwise. Former player or otherwise. It doesn't work that way. So I just, to me, When you are reading about the Colorado program and you are seeing Deion for the wrong reasons, I want the Deion where everything I heard coming out of Jackson State, whether it's in print or the videos, the interviews, the speeches, that was a man's man, that was a leader of men, that was a coach. And you can do that with Flash. Hell, this man was on a motor scooter after they damn near cut his foot off and he's in shades.
Right.
And he's dropping 60. You don't have to be humble in everything you do. But when you get to the big stage and you're acting a fool, right, I think it's okay for people to say, hey, man, reel it in.
Right. Well, you're getting embarrassed in games. And yeah, that's where you want to humble yourself because, you know what, maybe I need to be less about me and more about getting this team better. But right now, it seems like it is all about him. So that's what I mean when I say he needs to humble himself. Now, if he's going out there winning national, like Nick Saban,
you can do what you want to
okay,
do.
Okay, fine.
Hell, look at what Harbaugh did. Harbaugh made a profession out of acting a fool. And people bought it hook, line, and sinker. People who didn't like him, well, oh, well, you're a hater. Nah, I don't like a horse's ass. It's just how I am. I don't need people doing that stuff. If you do, that's fine. It's the difference between Barry Sanders, who hands the football to the ref, and Randy Moss, who pulls his pants down and moons the goalpost. It just depends what you like.
Yeah.
All right, David, I'm going to go straight to the people. Tomorrow is going to be our college football kickoff special. We got a ton of great stuff planned. Also, if you need picks for Thursday, Friday, or the early portion of Saturday, part one of week one of Cash the Ticket is up. Part two comes out tomorrow. That'll take your 3:30 kicks, your Saturday night kicks, your Sunday kicks, and package them all up. Two different parts. We'll break them up. You want to pick a specific game, that's available. And then the prop bets come out tomorrow when Rico sits down with Cookies and cuts those.
Wait, so is this Cookies in our own show? We got our own spinoff here?
Or is this part of yours? I don't plan on being there.
Oh.
No, it's Cash the Ticket. Okay. It's just Jim is a little ho-ho when it comes to the props, just like you are. So I said, good, you two can go work the poll and do the props. Don't look at me.
The props. You're Mr. But yeah, they
send them into the main stage. Get out there and do your thing.
They're going to cover. Give me prop bets and who sings the fight songs.
Yeah, I can't. Props are not my thing. I'm just.
Well, they didn't cover. Don't care. They won.
Jim is good at it. You're good at it. Great. You two get together and rock and roll. Let's get to the people. We'll go to Vern 97.1. First of all, Vern, where the hell have you been?
First of all, I'm trying to be gainfully employed and put food on the table.
That's a good answer, Vern. Welcome.
And so I, for the part of two decades, have been a part of this show. You've been my favorite Italian outside of Alyssa Milano. But on some days such as today, you know, I let you slander the GOAT, Jim Harbaugh, but I'm at a boiling point because usually people who don't like Prince says a lot about their character.
Oh, my goodness, again.
I will not stand for it. I will not allow it. He is probably top three greatest entertainer of all time. His music transcends time. He is, you know, I was trying to enjoy my birthday today. But I figure for the rest of the day, I'm going to enjoy it to Purple Rain, maybe some Dirty Minds, maybe 1999, because the greatest musician of all time has graced us with his presence and probably, well, the best halftime show of all time. Saying you not liking Prince is kind of unacceptable. People who don't like Prince don't like music. That's the bottom line. Purple Rain was voted the number one song of the 80s.
By who?
Bottom line.
Who gets to make
first,
that?
First of all, let's not skip over. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. The man's upset with me.
And that's why I'm saying, happy birthday, Fern.
Happy birthday.
Fern, maybe I want you to have the most
hologram prince can celebrate tonight.
Have a very purple birthday, Fern.
Oh, for God's sake.
I will have a purple birthday because when they played Raspberry Beret with the update, it made me proud because my son starts singing along because I am ingraining Purple into their lives because Prince is the greatest musician ever. I don't understand how his music is not good to anybody with a pulse. I mean, you could go all the way from his first album to 3121, Purple Rain, the movie itself. I mean, his roster, Apollonia, Vanity, Carmen Electra, the Super Bowl halftime show. What else do we need, Mike?
And don't forget Morris Day and the Time.
You're lucky it's your birthday. I'm letting you roll with it. I just, what do you want from me? I don't like the guy.
Vern, is Mike, he's not going to change. Vern, he's not going to change.
No, it's,
I've tried. So we just got to accept the fact that everybody doesn't like ice cream.
Wait, we were talking about Deion Sanders. How did we end up here?
Because this is more interesting.
The slander. There's so many things I can take. I can understand how somebody doesn't like Deion, how somebody doesn't like Michigan, even though they're national champs. I can understand why people may not like certain things, but Prince, that's like saying, I don't like children laughing.
I don't. Like in fact, I don't. I hate kids. So there you go. Vern.
Since 2004, I forgot Mike hates kids. He loves the dogs.
That's right.
But he hates the kids.
And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Vern, you are a good human being.
Love
and
you.
I am happy.
Continue to call the show. Happy birthday.
I love you guys. Y'all have a
great
day.
You're the man, Vern. I want to hear from you more. I love Vern. He's a sweet guy.
You know what? We should just end it right there.
That's it.
No, I'm sorry. Rieger do the rest.
Yeah, David, you want to play some more of that garbage in the background? Go ahead.
It isn't garbage.
Have you ever seen the movie?
What?
Purple Rain?
No. Well, David, I was being facetious. Really
don't
need
to party like it's 1999 tonight.
All right, hold on. Time out. So, in a serious note, do you want to make Prince a part of the college football kickoff as a peace offering to the people I have offended?
We don't have to, no.
No. Do you want some Prince as a part of the rotation of the production tomorrow? It is a mea culpa to the people. Now,
I'm never going to say no.
I still think the guy's ass. But in order for there to be a peace offering, now, what if we do that?
There is a peace offering. It's just, Mike, I love you. I know you. You took it too far. One step too far. It's okay that you do not like him.
He's terrible.
Because, you know, just so you know, I just sent a carefully worded text to Big G. I blame him for this.
Oh, there you go.
I blame him.
There you go.
He had a standard, and he dropped the ball. But it's okay. You don't have to.
David.
But to say that he's the worst ever?
No. I think it's unbelievable how people kiss his ass. Again, we were talking Deion Sanders. Why are we talking about Prince?
And chicken corn chowder.
Leave it alone. David, a few ticket texts, please.
It's very hard to coach your kid. Did it in baseball, majors, high school, and football. No doubt it is very tough, but Deion needs to be better. Deion has become a clown, sadly, in this society. If you don't root for him and you actually call him out for being a clown, that makes you a racist.
Well, no, this is where we've arrived at in politics and sports, is that it's tribalism, and there is no way. Look, I totally understand if people like him. I'm not mad about it, but I don't think if I get annoyed by the way it's going that I'm somehow bad. No, that don't work.
Which goes back to what I said. You're allowed not to like Prince.
Thank you. I don't.
And I'm not going to sit here, Mike, you're a horrible. You don't like him. So that's fine. But yeah, it goes back to Deion. You don't have to like somebody. And I liked him as a pro. I don't like what he's doing. I think he's just a caricature of himself.
You got a prop for tonight?
For this game?
Yeah.
I can get you one.
I don't have to like Deion to win money.
I can get you one.
Give me something. What about that Westover kid they got, the other receiver? Maybe a little yardage there or something.
David,
I don't know.
Does anybody playing tonight wear purple?
Hold on. I've got the slate in
it
front of
me. It might be, actually, yeah.
Alcorn State plays tonight at UAB.
Let's see if we can get something with Alcorn
Dude,
State.
Dude, I am
You
out.
Know what? We could bridge both. HBCU and Prince. There we go. Everybody's now happy.
NC State's playing Western Carolina. They wear purple. This is really sad, quite actually. Okay, we're done. 248-539-9797. We'll get a few more to people. And then Rieger is already here hosting his show in the bullpen. All right, got time for one more phone call. Danielle has been very patient. She'll get the final word on the matter. 97.1. Hello, Danielle.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey. Good, how are you?
Good. So I'm a transplant. I'm in Orlando now from Detroit. But I grew up, I'm an elder millennial. I graduated in 2001. And so you grow up, you hear the numbers, and you dial them to win whatever the radio station's giving out. I won tickets to Prince twice. I can't stand Prince. I'm not a fan, but I won tickets in high school, and I had to give them to a friend, and then I won them at my job because I was coming back from doing something, and I heard the dial-in numbers. And then I won him again, and I sold him to a colleague. But, yeah, no, I'm not a Prince fan. I think he's overrated.
There it is. Thank you. Thank you for one
but you know what?
Morsel of support today.
It's okay. But so you just heard dial in, and, hey, congratulations, Danielle. You won tickets to Prince.
Twice.
Damn it.
Yes, twice. When I was 15 and when I was 21.
So yeah. why not just hang up the phone like, nope, you can keep them.
Danielle wanted to spite people like you. Oh, you and your Prince.
I wish I'd have known her because I'd have been like, you can give them to me.
But I gave them to people that like Prince.
No, I do. That's what I'm saying. I wish I'd have known you because I would have said, go ahead, you can give them to me. I will enjoy them and, I would have had.
I'm sure you can see him the next time he tours.
I hate you.
No slang. That is a no.
That's what I mean.
I have tolerated slander for 90 minutes on this ridiculousness. Now we're
that
even.
That is the second worst thing you said about Prince today. I can't repeat the worst thing you said about Prince.
All right. Listen, I love him in the Dr. Pepper commercials. He's tremendous. Hi, Kenny.
For God's sake.
We're not even in a commercial break. I'm tired of hearing her. Everywhere I go, Jennifer Coolidge over here.
Hi, Kenny.
Ah! Hi, Kenny. I hear it's your birthday today. You know, that's the day that you were born, in case you didn't know.
I'm quitting the show if you guys do a cameo of her on my birthday.
If Jennifer Coolidge ever does a cameo, she's on the list. David, I don't care how much it costs. We're going to get that for Kenny on this birthday.
She's on our spots. I go home and watch TV. I watch SportsCenter. She's on TV in the commercial break there, too.
Kenny's head will explode if there's one of those like ad buys and it's Jennifer Coolidge during Georgia Clemson.
Oh, my God.
And it's every stop set.
Could you imagine if she did like a thing like when Hulk Hogan came through the building? And it was her.
It's the new Whopper Jr. It's the same thing, except with Jennifer freaking Coolidge.
Oh, by the way, Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
You asked for a prop bet tonight.
Yeah, give everybody a prop tonight for this Colorado game.
You know what? Good. We've been talking about Colorado. I'm going to say this. Travis Hunter to score 2 touchdowns plus 440.
Holy hell.
Well, you know what? Deion's going to be pushing for his son to get on that Heisman list. You know what's better than having one player in New York?
Two.
He's going to push for Travis Hunter and for Shador.
As much as Deion annoys me, I love Hunter.
Right.
The kid is simple. He's all about ball. It's no nonsense.
Yeah.
And he's an unbelievable talent.
And here's the thing. 2 touchdowns. One could be a pick 6.
Oh. Plus 400?
Plus 440.
I got a prop bet for you tonight, Colorado.
Yeah, here's your prop. You'll be drunk by the end of the first.
That might be true.
He'll be drunk by the second hour of the
over
show.
Over under number of reporters Deion Sanders kicks out of the postgame press conference. I'm going 2.5.
If they're by CBS.
If they win, they could stay.
Yeah.
If they lose, I'm going over.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
Now, if they lose,
way
he's going to be
over.
In a salty mood.
Way over.
Deion, no, it's Coach Prime. You can leave.
Honestly, the drop David likes to play now would if a CBS reporter asks a question, here's Deion.
I thought he was saying this, Mike.
That's amazing.
No. This is what Deion would say.
Hi, Kenny. It's Jennifer.
Excuse me? What is Jennifer Coolidge doing in Deion's head?
I feel like the Show Me Your War Face drop that we have. Ah!
By the way.
Double dipping. Kenny's head is going to explode.
Again. Which Big Ten game are we most looking forward to tonight? Howard Rutgers, North Carolina, Minnesota, or East Illinois versus Illinois?
Ooh, the battle of the Illinois.
I think you've actually answered it already.
North Carolina, Minnesota. Oh, yes. None?
Well, look, It's a heel turn on PJ Fleck now.
No, it is.
All off season, he back-channeled to try to leave Minnesota. He had people, he was begging for that UCLA game. Begging. Now he comes back, his best running back, Darius Taylor, may be out. Come on.
See, if people think, and they're right, that Harbaugh is weird, but he's weird and he wins. If you're weird like PJ Fleck and you don't win big, it ain't worth it.
And like you dress like a barber.
Then you're Deion.
Yeah, then you're basically Deion.
You win and you're weird, you're Bill Belichick.
Excellent point. If you win and you're weird, you're Mike Valenti. Oh, no, that was...
I don't care. It's fine. It doesn't bother me.
He just focuses on the winning part.
Yeah, exactly, which is true.
So...
we have a lot to get to.
I was going to say, well, there's a ton, but this really Deion thing really hit, so we just rolled.
Yeah, no, I couldn't listen, but I heard it started getting a little racy, with the emphasis on race.
Yeah, I heard that Mike would not allow Rico to answer a question.
No,
when
not
Mike
what
answered
happened.
The question himself.
Rico had to yell, "Let the black man speak."
That's what I
and
heard.
I thought it got way out of control at that point.
I'm done.
Well, I saw a ticket text that David read, or at least heard.
Yeah.
He said, "Why does Mike hate black?"
And Mike
coaches?
Says, no, I'm speaking.
Right. I hate everybody.
I couldn't believe it. Don't bring the gov into this.
Yeah. What's next?
We're going to talk about Wojo thinks the Tiger season is already a success.
Yep.
We're also going to talk about Brad Holmes saying you got to win the Super Bowl for this season to be anything. We're going to hit on that. And then we're going to talk about a quarterback transfer from Marshall and how he's going to tear up Michigan State tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Cam Fancher is ass. He's terrible.
I can't tell if Rieger's trolling
like
or not.
He threw like 15 picks at Marshall last year. This kid's awful.
27 touchdowns, 17 interceptions.
This is what I said about, hold on, this is the truth. You know how in fantasy football leagues when the loser sometimes has to pay a penalty and they like have to walk with a sign around their necks that says, "Hey, I stink at fantasy football"? Mm-hmm. Tom Herman must have lost his fantasy football league. Hi, Cam Fancher's my quarterback.
The funny thing is, not too often you see quarterbacks go from Marshall to FAU.
Yeah, No.
How can you tell if Rieger's trolling?
I want to know. When is Rico going to get down there tomorrow?
Don't worry about it. We got an escape plan for him. We're good. Tomorrow, kickoff luncheon.
I'm borrowing Mike's chopper.
Gotcha.
Oh, nice.
It's going
nice.
Bruce Wayne mode. We'll get it taken care of. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.